Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is August the 20th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah chapters 40 to 42. Returning to our old sinful lifestyle is not an option. We read in Jeremiah chapter 42 verses 13 to 16 like this. But if you say, we will not dwell in this land, disobeying the voice of your Lord, your God, saying no, but we will go to the land of Egypt where we see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor be hungry for bread, and there we will dwell. Then hear now the word of the Lord, O remnant of Judah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if you wholly set your faces to enter Egypt and go to dwell there, then it shall be that the sword which you feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt. The famine of which you are afraid shall follow you close after you there in Egypt, and there you shall die. The background of the above passage is that the army captain Johanan and the fearful Jews made a request to the prophet Jeremiah that he should inquire from the Jehovah God whether they should go and what they should do. When the prophet Jeremiah consented to pray to God on their behalf, they promised to obey whatever God would reveal to them through his servant. 10 days later, God answered the prayers of Jeremiah and gave the following directives to give to all the Jews. Don't flee to Egypt, but stay in the land as there is safety in Judea. The Jews should not be afraid of the Babylonians because God would deliver them from all harm. If they stay in Judea, God would actually prosper them. However, if they flee to Egypt, all the perils that they feared would happen to them in Judea will overtake them in Egypt, and they would suffer grave consequences. Sadly, however, the Jews were determined to return to Egypt, where they expected to see no war, nor hear the sound of a trumpet, nor be hungry. It appears that the people had already made up their minds before they sought the word from the Lord. Let us understand that God was always against the Israelites seeking to return to Egypt. But why did God forbid his people to return to Egypt? History reveals that Egypt oppressed them for over 430 years, and God had to deliver them from that land through Moses with great signs and wonders. Egypt represents the world that we live in and everything that it contains, including the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Returning to Egypt means we are going back to our old sinful lifestyle that God is against. It also indicates our false trust as well as our delusion of safety in human power and strength. Remember that returning to our old sinful lifestyle after we have encountered with the truth of the gospel through Jesus Christ is not an option for us anymore.